Okay, let's talk about the global factor of the job. So this is the fact that if you're trained and you're working for a British company and you're working at a certain standard, let's say the British standard, then you can basically work anywhere in the world doing this. And it's basically the same. It's the same style. Everything's done in English. The systems are generally the same. The procedure style is the same. Everything should be written in English as well. So usually when you go to a different country, they'll state in all their contracts and all your information will be in English. So everybody who is on board should speak English, and will it is a requirement that you can speak English for you to work in this industry. So the fact that you speak English for a first language, or you speak it at a first language level, and you're working for a UK-based company, means that you can work all over the world. Let's say you're working for a particular area. Let's say you're on a rig in the North Sea for a British company, right? You may not notice the global reach that you have because you're always going to the same place. But if you work for a service company, you may have to travel all over the world because their contracts and their jobs are everywhere, right? So you might be in Turkmenistan 1 month, and then you're in China, and then you're in Japan, and then you could be in Australia or Barbados, or you could be wherever they have a job. And there are some great benefits to this because you get to travel the world and you get paid for it. You'll generally get treated really, really well. And it's just a nice way of seeing other parts of the world and getting paid for it. Regarding the money globally, if you're working, let's say through a UK agency or a UK company, as soon as you leave your house, doesn't matter if you're onshore or offshore, you get paid the same generally, unless they're very specific about it. But generally, you'll get paid the moment you leave your house. And then it doesn't matter if you're at work or not. So when you go to another country and they want you to sit there for a week, they're just happy and to collect everybody and make sure that they've got their visas and they've got their equipment, and you're sitting there and you're just waiting to go offshore. You'll get paid exactly the same for that. You might be staying in a really nice place and having a really good time with all your workmates, and you'll get paid exactly the same. So, and the jobs are off can often be longer because there's an expense of getting people over there. So if you're really remote, so sometimes they prefer having people that will stay longer. And so if that's okay for you, then these jobs might be really good for you, especially if you're a single person. There was a while when I stopped renting my place in the UK. I just stopped renting, put all my stuff in storage, and then when I was working, I would work quite a lot, and then when I wasn't working, I would just go and live wherever I wanted. And then and if you're working globally and different locations around the world, and they'll fly you from wherever you are because it's all the same to them, right? So I would say, oh, okay, I'll go to Barcelona, and I would hang out in Barcelona for a month, and then they'd fly me back, and then I'd go somewhere else, and then they'd fly me again, and I used that opportunity to see the world, not only because I was flying to those global locations, but also because I could go and I had the freedom of living anywhere, and they would also fly me from wherever I was. There is a generally accepted limit to this, and that's it shouldn't cost you more to fly you from where you are staying than it would if you were flying from the UK. So as long as it's cheaper and it doesn't take too much time or too much longer, you should be okay. How much you're paid throughout the world? I mean, it does change a bit from place to place, but and from time to time. If you've been hired by a British company or a British agency, then generally your rate's going to be almost the same wherever you are in the world. When you go to another country, and let's say you were in Angola, for example, there would be Angolan workers working for a company, like a large company that you recognize the name of, but there is a different standard of quality control for them. And also they're reflected in their pay. Like they may be paid dramatically less than you, and they're regarded as the same or similar level, but you'll notice when you're there's a huge difference in the training and, let's say, the quality control between people that have been flown in from the UK and people that are there. And that's why they're flying you in. They know that, hey, we're going to need some responsible people that can take ownership here, and we're going to need to hire in professionals, higher level professionals, essentially. Another reason why you work globally is that, let's say there's a project starting, meaning that they're going to have a, let's say, a $20 billion construction project, and then there's going to be ongoing running and maintenance of that. Let's say it's in a particular place in Asia, right? In that region, it's not like they have an abundance of the specialized workforce available to them. So basically everybody's flown in. Like almost everybody who works in that project will be, unless they're just like helpers, there's bodies there, you need to move things, or you've got whatever sort of skill set that exists in that country, there's going to be a limit to that. And in order to do the project well, they're going to need to fly people in from all over. So that's why when you go on an international project, you'll just meet people from all over the world. Every company has been flown in order to do their part to for this construction, because there just isn't pipeline specialists or refinery construction workers just happen to be nearby. It just doesn't happen.